All right, this is Roberto. You are back with another Steambox podcast. I am here with my homies at Alvarez High School. Alvarez High School's team punks, please say what's up.
What's up?
Did you say Gene Wilder is handsome?
No.
Gene Wilder, the guy from, what was that? Charlie's Chocolate Factory? That guy?
I said Gene Worldwide Handsome.
What is Gene Worldwide Handsome?
It's a BTS reference.
It's a BTS reference. Yo, this weekend, Steambox went to the Penny Arcade Expo, right? So it's in Boston. It was a large convention. All the video game developers were there. We saw a whole bunch of things. I actually got to play video games with Xavier Woods from The New Day. And friend of the podcast, Megaran, who's a nerdcore rapper. He raps about video games and wrestling and stuff like that. He talked to the students. It was dope. We took a whole bunch of pictures. And I think a whole bunch of other things are going to come from it, right? For example, do y'all know Harmonix? Have you heard of Harmonix?
Nope.
Any video gamer here know what Harmonix is? They're a game developer, right? So Harmonix makes games. They make Rock Band. They make Dance Central? Is it Dance Central? They make other games like that. Anyway, after talking to them, they invited this group on their podcast. I'm sorry, not on their podcast. To their studio in Boston. So I could take this group to the studio in Boston if y'all want to go to a video game studio. Is that something that y'all are interested in?
Yes.
Affirmative. So that's a yes. So I'm going to have to get a van, and we're going to have to go to Boston, and good times will be had, I'm sure. But something else that happened, right? So Carla was on the trip, and Carla has this Asian culture fascination. As do I. Anybody else here fascinated with Asian culture?
I Armando Liriano.
Armando definitely, and a bunch of you too.
Me.
Yo, my students found out that no matter what, if you say BTS, if you say those three letters, BTS, Carla's gonna scream and start looking around as if BTS is walking around the corner.
I do that times 10.
You do that times 10? If I say BTS, you're gonna freak out?
No.
You're a stan for BTS?
Yeah, I am.
You're a stan for BTS
already
too?
Bought yes. Merch.
Wow, you
on the way.
Wow. Okay.
There's a bandwagon. There's a difference.
Yeah. There's a bandwagon. Okay. Who's on the bandwagon? Armando's on the bandwagon?
Nah, impossible. I can name all the members. I know when they were born.
Wait, name all of the members of BTS.
Jin, Suga, J-Hope, RM. I'm being put on the spot here. V.
You're not being put on the spot. You put yourself on the spot. You just said that you can name.
Hold on, Jungkook.
So, do you know the songs?
Taeyong.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Do you know the songs? Okay. If a member of BTS came down with the flu today, you could step in and sing the songs with them?
I guess.
Yeah. How about the dances?
I can't do all.
What? The dances too?
I can't do all the choreographies. Probably is my senior when it comes to BTS.
This is crazy.
The dances are hard. I once tried this in Go-Go. Let's just say it probably looked terrible.
You were doing go-go dancing?
Yeah.
Or is that a song from
BTS?
That's
a song. Oh,
okay.
Some of DNA.
Oh, go-go dancing.
DNA, I got it.
Go-go dancing in the U.S. is a whole different thing. I don't know if you know that. Go-go dancing is kind of like strippers, except they keep their clothes on. But it's the same thing. There's poles and all that stuff, too. So you don't do go-go dancing.
No, I'll dance the song.
There's a song
named Go-Go.
Okay. We're going to come back to PAX in a second, but first I wanted to come back to, we got some praise. There were comments on last week's podcast that said, thank you for sharing your experiences and ideas for improving the schools. Your stories and visions have been echoed. Listening to you all have been the best parts of the process for me. That's a big deal. People listen to your podcast, and people who can make a change in the schools are ready to make changes based on the things that you say. Do any of you feel the power of that? Do any of you feel the impact of the podcast? Because I don't. You do? I have a hard time, right? Like when we're number one, I'm like, yo, that's dope. We're number one at something. But like, I have a hard time realizing that our podcast is popular.
Same.
It's weird, right? It's weird. There's a boxer who listens to our podcast. And he asked somebody to introduce us. And when he asked to be introduced, he talked about how he knows the podcast. And I was like, how? How do you, like, how people listen to it? It's weird to me. I realize that we're highly ranked. But it's still weird to me that people actually listen to our podcast. But I think that's cool because y'all are having an influence.
But at the same time, you need to understand that the podcast has been going on for years.
That's true.
But what do we use for the podcast-wise? Like, where do you put it on? Because there's multiple podcasts, stations or apps or whatever, etc.
You're saying a lot right now, and you're not wrong. There's multiple podcasts. There's multiple places to put your podcasts. So I'm kind of weird about the idea of podcasts, right? Because everybody has a podcast. So if I say Steambox has a podcast, if somebody said that to me, my reaction would be, so what? Everybody has a podcast, right? Like, everybody has a podcast. But still, like, for us to have that high ranking is crazy. So our podcast can be found on Spotify, on iTunes,
the app,
on Google Play. Yep, straight through the Steambox app. And what we use is Podomatic. So I think we ought to talk about that a little bit more so that, because we've got new members and stuff, I want to make sure that all of you know how to do your own podcast. The whole point, we started this so that we could record Curly Beats and we can make beats and produce music together, but we had too many students. So instead, we just started having a conversation just so I could show us how to record and stuff. And I want to show y'all how to have the basics of the podcast so that you can walk and take out your phone with your homie and make your own podcast whenever you want, because you can do this for free and you already have the materials. But going back to PAX, going back to the Penny Arcade Expo, it was in Boston. There was a lot of people. Do you understand why that can make people nervous this week in particular?
Yes.
Why?
Coronavirus.
Yeah. Say it again.
Coronavirus.
No, no. Say how you said. Say how you said it. Because you said it real sexy a second ago. How you say
coronavirus.
You said it. You definitely said it cuter. You definitely said it cuter. It was more kawaii a second ago.
Make me blush.
Yeah, man, this coronavirus. yeah, that's what's going on. So, what is the coronavirus?
It's like another version of the flu, if I'm correct.
And
the star virus too that went on in China long ago. I don't know if it came to other places too. That's all I know. It's a type of virus.
Wow, I believe.
Almost.
If you search it up, it says that it comes from, like, you can get the coronavirus from bats or dogs.
It says you can get the coronavirus from bats or dogs. There's a theory. I'm sorry. What were you going
to
say?
I believe it's like basically the symptoms of what 5G is actually doing to us.
The symptoms of what
5G is doing to us. 5G.
You know, 5G, new, like?
Yeah, the new phone shit.
So you think this is coming from cell phones?
Not
so
cell phones.
What?
Sounds like a conspiracy.
Explain.
Theory.
How do I explain this? All right, 5G are, what you call those? Whatever. They're making 5G towers. Do you guys know that?
Yes.
Exactly.
So he's talking
about... So they're having a very... Well, I believe about these 5G towers that they're putting on a very, very bad frequency. Do you know what that means?
Bro, but you're talking about radiation.
Hey, guys, listen. All right, do you know what that means? Do you know
We're talking about a disease, not radiation.
Exactly. This has
a virus.
This is what I'm talking about.
This sounds like conflicting.
So I think what RJ is trying to ask, because I don't know if what you're saying is, I don't see the truth behind what you're saying, but I see what you're saying, right? Like it puts out a frequency, and it can have, who knows what kind of effects this can have on the human body. And I think what RJ is saying is, how do we get from a frequency with an unknown effect to a virus in your body?
This is what I believe, right? So I'm not really scared of the coronavirus, if I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
And I mostly feel like, I don't know, the coronavirus is basically the symptoms of what 5G has been doing to us as a whole.
So I'm gonna...
5G is pretty much...
I know it is.
What is it?
It's like the new... It's a new thing. I don't know how to say
it. It's basically 4G, but better.
Yes, that. But what does Wi-Fi have to do with anything of us being sick?
Well, now that you ask, if you put, if I put the cell phones, right? If I put a cell phone that's in use next to one of those old school TVs, the old school TV gets a little scrambled. Just a little bit. It gets a little scrambled. And it did make me wonder. Hold on. It did make me wonder what happens to our brains since so many of us hold this up to our heads for years, right? Like for, you know, hours at a time, for years of our lives. I do wonder, but I still don't know how that gets to a virus. I'm with you. I think you're on to something. I don't know that they're related.
This is where the towers come in. They're setting that shit up everywhere. So just think about all of that shit, bro.
So RJ is the most freaked out about this theory. So RJ, I want to ask what you think.
People on the spot.
Okay, sorry. My homie.
I don't care.
Where do you think the virus came from?
Well, obviously it came from the Wuhan in China.
Wuhan in China. All right.
And obviously it spreads, and they say that it spread from animals.
Okay.
One more thing.
Yep.
Since China is really known for eating exotic and rare game, they're pretty much just like, you know how ice capsules and all that stuff are like melting because global warming?
Yep.
I believe that it's because
there's super bugs hidden in there.
We're pretty much getting reinduced to all the old ice capsules and the old viruses.
I have something to add.
So old viruses and old germs are buried beneath the ice, and this ice is melting. That, and so there's areas and germs that haven't been seen to this earth for millions of years, possibly, that are now
being.
Yeah, I don't know about millions. I said millions. Yes, I don't know about millions, but go ahead.
Once read an article saying that they have found, I think they said, 32 new viruses that they've yet discovered before, chunks of icebergs that they started to take out to test how our history was. So yes, I do agree with them.
So ground zero is Wuhan, China. How did they get from the icebergs to China?
I don't know. Icebergs melt?
From eating the game.
So the game animals. That they're referring to, the suspect that they have for the animals was bats, right? Have you heard this?
Yes.
Because there was a new craze in China just before the coronavirus hit. Everybody was like, yo, check out bat soup. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
So people are like, yo, that's... Well, I mean, it's disgusting to us because we don't eat bat soup. But they're probably like, yo, why are you eating cow? You know what I mean? So, another theory. So there's theories that it came from the ice. There's theories that it came from bats. There's theories that it's coming from our cell phone towers.
I've heard about snakes, too.
And snakes? From eating snakes?
Yes. Snakes. Blood.
Well, I think, obviously, for animals, it's easier for them to spread because, you know, we're not used to them.
Yep.
And because of that, bats, what was the other one? Snakes and cows are kind of more exotic. And we're not really used to them being around us. You know?
Yeah, the bats
so
and snakes.
So I believe that because of that, we're eating the animals, and that's how we're getting diseases.
Okay.
Obviously, like rabies, if an animal had rabies, and if we were to eat it, we would get it.
Well, how do you guys feel about this? All right, so do you know that there were a lot of protests in China this year?
Yeah.
There have been a lot of protests. Why were they protesting in China? Anybody know?
Freedom.
One of them. It does have to do with freedom, and it does have to do with democracy, and their government. Is their government a democracy in China?
I think so.
There's parts of China that want their independence, and part of that is based in the government structure. So they wanted a different government structure. And there's a lot of other reasons, but the people took to the street. So there was a lot of protests in China. So I actually heard somebody else's theory, just like you've got a theory. I heard somebody else's theory that China made this. That this was made in a lab and they put it out because they wanted to send everybody, they wanted the protests to go away, they wanted all this stuff to go away. I mean, I don't know about people killing their own, you know, community or whatever, but I mean, these are all different theories and we still don't know. There's a lot that we don't know.
I know for a fact that I can't
100%. What do we know?
We know for a fact that the government in China was trying to hide the fact that it could have become an epidemic. I know that for a fact.
Do you think they're bad for that?
Yes, because people were aware that this disease could have become an epidemic, could have been prevented. But didn't they took like 2 weeks or like in order to actually tell the health department, say, oh, this could become an epidemic, when it was already too late and it was already starting to widespread.
Do you think that another country would do something like that? Do you think the U.S. would do something like that?
Yes.
Tell me more.
I forgot.
You said yes, other countries would do something like that. Yes, the U.S. would do something like that. Do you see the U.S. being like that at all? Do you see the U.S. hiding how bad the epidemic is.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I'll tell you what. We have more people with the coronavirus than our state is admitting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the illest thing. There's another thing. The other thing that's kind of bugging me out, and I don't want to freak y'all out because I think we should look for answers. We shouldn't freak out. We should look for answers. So, like, when we have these theories, it's not so we can freak each other out. It's just so that we can be safe. But the other thing that I heard is that their mortality rate. What does mortality rate mean?
The chances of death.
Chances of death. Right. So they say the mortality rate. Does anybody know the mortality rate for the coronavirus? Do you know the mortality rate for the coronavirus?
It's like 8,000.
8,000 is yes. So give me a percentage.
Like 50?
I said yes, but I don't really know about the 8,000. 50%? Like, if you have coronavirus, chances are half and half that you're gonna die or live?
No.
So the actual number, if you go to CDC, the number that they'll tell you is 2%. They'll tell you that you have a 2% chance of death, which is higher than the flu, right? The flu is 0.1%, which means one in how many people are gonna die?
A lot.
Who knows math?
I'm dumb.
0.1% means one in how many? If it was 1%, that
one
would.
In 10.
If it was 1%, that would mean one in 100. 0.1% is one in 1,000, right? Yeah. So if you have the flu, you have a 1 in 1,000 chance that you're gonna die. Out of every 1,000 people with the flu, how many people die?
One.
Right. So they say there's a 2% chance of dying with the coronavirus. So that means out of every 100 people, how many people are gonna die?
Two.
That's a lot more than 1 out of 1,000, right?
But I mean, I feel like everybody that's dying from the flu is either they have like heart disease or like they're just already weak.
Flu or coronavirus?
Coronavirus.
Yeah.
But like, for example, like, because it's kind of, if you read here too, it says the symptoms are the same, shortness of breath, cough, fever.
Yeah.
Like, I had the flu like 2 weeks ago. Like, I was fine after. Like, I'm walking, I'm here.
Yep.
Maybe I got the coronavirus and I went through it because I'm healthy. You know what I mean? Like,
you did just come back from Asia.
That was a year ago.
It was 11 months ago. It was less than a year ago.
He was being technical.
I'm just saying.
He was being like technical.
It was still a year ago.
We was not in China. We were in Japan.
In China either, that people with the coronavirus, instead of quarantine, they'll kill them?
I don't think so. Although there's rumors, because there was one person with the coronavirus in North Korea, and like rumors are like, oh, North Korea killed him. I don't know.
North Korea is something else. We don't talk.
Yo,
about
but that. I don't know if that's real.
Don't
but that's just.
Their best side, mister.
So hold up, I want to go back to the 2% though, because they said that there's less than 100 cases of coronavirus in the United States. But how many people died from the coronavirus in the United States?
Six.
Does that sound like 2%?
No.
That sounds three times higher.
Yeah, but China's a little bit more dense, so pretty much they would be able. And plus, they originated from there. So I would say, I don't know what I'm saying.
It seems like it originated from there. I don't know any facts, but I'm questioning all the facts. Like, even the stuff from CDC, that 2%, I'm questioning that 2% right now. Because if it's 6 people out of 100 dying, that don't sound like you got a 2% chance of dying. Sounds like you got a 6% chance of dying.
Honestly, I don't want to be, like, religious or anything, but I feel like this is God's karma. No, God's irony. Like, I gave you this planet, and what are you going to do with it? Here you go, coronavirus. Figure it out.
I find it ironic that the coronavirus came.
Why is it ironic?
Because a lot of people are like, oh my god, I want, this new year sucks, I hope a plague comes in, the coronavirus comes in, now this is everybody else.
Yeah, oh my god, yeah. I've been seeing memes about that, like, it was like, oh, there's too many people on this planet, I hope a new plague starts. Oh, yeah.
And the coronavirus comes, and you're just like...
Yo, isn't this like an anime, though? Isn't this like the opposite of Attack on Titan? This
bro,
like,
what?
This
what?
Like no.
This is the Attack on Micro. Instead of Titans, it's Micros.
There's other animes.
Attack on Titan is more deeper than that. Attack on Titan's
more like dinosaurs.
This is going really deep into your soul. This is going deep into your soul.
You're telling me if I get the coronavirus, I'm going to be a Titan.
Yo, that'd be...
That's exactly what I'm telling
you.
But
here's the thing. Your lifespan will be shorter.
Yo. You were talking about people coughing, right? Like, people who have respiratory illnesses, those are the people who are likely to die from this.
Or heart disease. Or, like, for example, like shortness of breath. If somebody has asthma, like, really bad asthma, someone can easily die from that. They could have an asthma attack and die from that.
Let me ask you a question. From what you know, do black people have the coronavirus?
I don't know.
What?
No?
I'm asking. I'm
anybody asking. Could get it. Racist.
Is it racist? Yes.
Oh, yes.
You're telling me, first of all, come closer. Come way closer. Because we're recording and we want to hear your voice. You're saying that scientists say black people can't have the coronavirus.
Why?
What about if they're mixed?
Why not?
Explain.
Yeah. America, explain.
Explain, Roberto.
Me?
Yes.
I'm asking. I don't know. So,
you're the one who said the statement.
I asked. I'm asking a question. Do black people have the coronavirus?
No. Anyone can get it.
I haven't.
Do mixed people have the
coronavirus? Let's ask him.
Do mixed people, well, it's not just white people, right? Because we're talking about how this thing started in Wuhan, right? So, and a lot of Latinos are mixed from European descent, which would make,
Oreos?
Since we know this is in Italy and stuff, how about Wario?
Oreos, black and white.
So you're talking about, what? Oreos might be a derogatory term. I think the term we're looking for is mixed race, right? Like, so how about mixed
black
race people,
white.
People who are black and white?
Oreos,
I think that's a good question. But first of all, we need to know that black people don't have the coronavirus. I don't know that. I'm just asking. Because I haven't seen that. I've seen Asian people and white people with coronavirus.
Well, in my opinion, I don't know.
No, it sparked in where I live, where I'm from, Honduras. There was like one case of it, and I think they killed the guy.
What?
Yeah, they burned
him.
We're not taking that chance. Bye.
There's one case in the Dominican Republic. I think it was found yesterday, and it was a guy who was traveling from Italy to the Dominican Republic. He was visiting it,
yep.
And they found out that he had the coronavirus. Is currently being detained in a military hospital, because you know how in the Dominican Republic there be protests almost every single day, and you know there's a lot of people, so they're trying to keep him like away from that majority of the people, because if that thing were to spread, it's just gonna be like wildfire.
Yeah. It kind of is spreading like wildfire, though,
it
no?
It is, though. Every single day you hear a new case or a few more people either got it or a few people died every single day.
So last year, two of you and almost four, but you were like, nah, I don't want to go to Japan. two of you came to Japan with me last year. Last year, we worked really hard to set up this trip to Japan.
It was three of us.
Three. Who's it? One, two. Oh, three. Armando's sitting right next to me. I'm sorry. So three of you.
Do you think people that look like this can have the coronavirus?
I don't know. I'm asking. Because I haven't. All I've seen so far, and I have not done research, all I've seen is that Asian people have had it and that European people have had it.
So
last year. So this time last year, we were setting up to go to Japan. We had paid for the plane tickets already and all of that stuff. And it's free for you guys because Steambox pays for it. But Steambox went all in. Steambox said, here's all of our money. Let's set something dope up for our students, right? Yo, what would happen if the coronavirus came in 2019 instead of 2020?
I would purposely.
I'll still go. I'll die over there instead.
Oh, wait.
We'll die happy in Japan?
Honestly, like, I'd still go, but my parents wouldn't let me.
Your parents wouldn't let you go.
My parents are already talking about how if it gets too close to us, I'm going to get out of school. They're going to take me out.
Well, hold on. I want to come back to that in a second. Armando, what were you going to say?
Sorry. I follow this YouTube channel called Abroad in Japan. And, like, you know, they talk about Japan and whatnot. It's risky to, you know, go to Japan in such a time like that. But at the same time, he mentioned how tourist places are quite abandoned due to the fact that the coronavirus is active over there. So, you know, you would be
So this is the best time to go?
In a way.
Yo, the whole point. Do you guys watch anime? So. The whole point. I don't know if you've ever seen Studio Ghibli, right? A Studio Ghibli movie like Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away. My Neighbor Totoro.
I love them.
The whole point, did you just crush the thing from Spirited? That's pretty cute. The whole point was to go learn from Studio Ghibli. So I took a group of students to Studio Ghibli. Studio Ghibli right now, open or closed?
Closed.
Closed because of the coronavirus for a month. And who knows if they're going to open back up. We also went to Universal Studios, and I have dope pictures of RJ being attacked by a shark. We had a good time. We had a really good time. Universal Studios closed. Yo, if this happened in 2019, we would be screwed.
Universal Studios was just a bunch of rides and churros.
It was a whole bunch of rides and churros?
Yeah, churros are mad good over there. Like, Here, like, I've had, like, churros with, like, chocolate inside of them. But over there, it's just, like...
We're going to have a side note now.
I can't give you your opinion. Never had churros.
I know we were talking about... I know we were talking about coronavirus, but we're going to have a side note just so that we could tell you that in Japan, they have vending machines for everything, and they have churros all over the place.
I put Yakuza, and I could confirm that.
We saw...
I never got to see my underwear vending machine.
There's underwear vending machines. Why do you want to see an underwear vending machine?
Because I've never seen one.
It sounds so fascinating. It's just like imagine experience. Walking home one
Yo,
day.
Yo, everywhere I went, I looked out the window to see a freaking underwear machine
just imagine,
and nothing.
You're coming out of work out of like, I don't know, Yokohama, and you just see... Oh, for real? Let me get like a new pair of underwear. I need that.
Fruit of the Loom or whatever.
Yo, why would you put underwear in a
what
vending?
What if I take a shit at work? I gotta get new underwear.
Why does taking a shit mean you need new underwear? Do you need new underwear?
What if he sharted? What if he sharted?
Diarrhea.
Oh, if you shart, if you shart, that's a whole nother thing.
Exactly. Like you don't want to smell like potatoes.
If you shart, then in Honduras, do they kill you if you shart? Is that
no?
imagine you shart.
They probably should, right? Like you just. Throw the whole person
Bro,
away.
Bro, we can fix anything with beaks and pollo, caldo de pollo. Like, we'll be good. We'll be good. We'll be fine.
Yo, do you believe that? Latinos fix anything with Vicks. Do you guys
my
know that?
My mom fixed my food. Bro, she put, yo, I couldn't breathe. Like, my nose is, like, clogged. And she's like, ponte Vicks. She put it there 2 minutes later. I was like,
you know, we wow. Let me
tell you something.
You're sick? Caldo de pollo.
Wait. Hold on a second. I'm only going on stereotypes.
Vicks is Dominican's...
One voice at a time. One voice at a time.
Hispanic.
Oh, Hispanic. You know, thank you. I apologize.
One voice at a time. It is a stereotype, though, right?
No, it's not.
It's real. What you're saying is it's real?
Yes.
So my son is... My son
and
is,
Gatorade.
She goes,
see Gatorade. They stalk on Gatorade. Gatorade.
Yo, my son is half Puerto Rican, half Portuguese, right? So, his mom, you know, he has like asthma and stuff like that. So his mom was always giving him stuff, and I was like, yo, what we need is Vicks. So I put some Vicks, and she works at a hospital. She was like, Vicks ain't gonna do. What's Vicks gonna do? Vicks is dumb. Yo, we were running out of options. He was having a hard time breathing. We gave him Vicks. This kid was cured. Now she knows what's
up. So on the nose, el pecho, ahí atrás.
But hold up. That's a stereotype.
Behind the ears.
Word? That's a stereotype for Latinos. That's a stereotype for Latinos. But
stereotype. It's a miracle.
My Asian
for
friends.
For real.
Everybody has their different miracles. My Asian friends use a thing called Tiger Balm.
Like Tiger Bam.
It's Tiger Bam? Sorry. Excuse
me. It's still legit the same thing.
Tiger Bam is the same thing as Vicks?
Yeah.
It's Asian Vicks?
Yeah.
It just sounds cooler with a tiger?
Yeah.
I heard that and other communities use Robitussin. It's a thing. I heard that some communities use Windex as their miracle cure.
What the
fuck? I heard.
What?
Let's try not to drop F-bombs or make weird noises during the podcast, but I heard other communities use Windex as their fix everything. I don't think they drink Windex, but other communities use Windex.
But how do they use it? That's a real question.
Smell the Windex.
Like, do they just spray it in the air?
Yo, I don't know. Somebody look this up and let us know on the next podcast. Do you know what Japan did with their schools?
Oh, they closed it. They did it mostly for a month or two. I don't remember. And they also delayed college for one semester too.
Yeah. So they closed colleges. They closed schools.
That's also an important time for Japanese students since they graduate around this time.
Really
yeah, like that's rough. That's rough. You have to wait until the coronavirus is handled. Studio Ghibli closed for a month, but who knows next month? Is it going to be better? Is it going to be worse? Like, who knows what's up? So I have a couple questions because I saw that somebody in Providence started a petition. Have you seen this?
Nope. No.
Started a what's a petition?
It's basically
Trump
like,
said the coronavirus
it's
is
basically
a hoax.
When you get a bunch of signatures.
That's a lie.
Wait, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. Hang
it's
on.
Basically like, oh, you start something and you need like a bunch of signatures. And most of the time, they're mostly stupid.
So with a petition... With a petition, you're trying to get something done, and you're trying to get community support to sign it. So somebody started in Providence. In Providence, somebody started a petition to close Providence schools. And they said, there's coronavirus, there's an outbreak, we don't think we should go to school. And it has mad signatures. And then there's a comment section at the bottom. This is a true thing. Hold up. I actually took a picture. I'll show you guys
John
later.
John Cena said he doesn't want to die.
Yo, John Cena, how did you see this? How did you see what John Cena? So hold up. So one of the kids in Providence who put their username as John Cena, what did he say, Nicole?
He said, I don't want to die. Wait, I got you. I got
Why
you.
Why doesn't
got
he
right
want to die? He said he doesn't want to die a virgin. They should close the school. That's why.
Wow.
That's what? Why.
He was like, listen, oh I want to get, you know, that the good time. The good
yeah. Yo, hold on, hold on, hold on.
It's
hold
right
on.
Here. He said, bro, I ain't dying. I'm still a virgin.
That's why he signed the petition to not go to school. The, yo, it's a joke, but is it really? I mean, it's kind of real, right? Like, y'all are teenagers. Like, that's right, how
I'll
some
see
of
you guys in Japan.
That's how some of us feel.
Like, bro, you want to be NSFW, you got to be NSFW. Like, that's all there is to it.
Wait, that's weird, because are we talking about safe sex now?
This no, we're talking about rough ones.
What?
Oh, no.
All right, I don't, hold on, hold on. We're going to reel it back in. We're going to reel it back in. Hold on, but I have a question for you. So here's my question. So here's my question for you. Here's my question for you. Yes, my question for you. Should Providence schools be open this week?
Yes.
Yes. So most of us are saying yes.
Only
and
this week.
No, listen. So like,
only
I feel
this
like
week.
I can't say that.
No.
Okay, wait. I want to hear if there's any no's real quick
no.
before we move on.
No, hold up.
I'm gonna come to you.
I think it should be open the whole entire year. I'm going to be going this year. I started my research summer and I'm not putting my hard work to go to the trash. That's
exactly.
all I'm going to say.
That's exactly.
I'm not putting my hard work in the trash.
But
does
listen,
anybody
exactly.
think,
but
right. I got you. Does anybody think school should not be open this week?
Me.
Yes.
I thought you were saying yes.
Opinion.
All right, tell me.
In my opinion, I think this week should be
closed. Hold on, one voice, please. One voice.
In my opinion, I think it should be closed, just like clean, just in case.
Yes.
Closed. Okay. Deep clean the schools
yeah.
just in case.
Yeah, and then open it and students go to school.
Wait, hold up.
And then open
it. Okay, but listen. This school uses Chromebooks, bro.
Right.
Do you not know, like, let me touch the Chromebook now.
Why are you doing that now? You touching me, that touch
bro, I don't have the coronavirus.
I know, but
fine.
I'm old. I'm going to die. I'm old and light-skinned.
Okay.
This will be the
don't they be
light-skinned. You're Puerto
Rican. I'm a light-skinned Puerto Rican.
Listen. Because, like, bro, everybody's touching the Chromebooks and, like there's, like, who's using gloves here? Come on, like, I see a few kids, like, overusing the hand sanitizer, being mad overreactive.
There's a Steambox student running around today with
gloves.
Just saying.
Bro, and, like, it's just, like, come on. I'd rather risk a few months of school than my life. Like, I get that I say, like, it's like you're, if you're healthy, you'll survive it. But, like I said, 2% chance.
I think they would still find a way. Hey, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
I think they would still find a way that you would graduate.
Let me tell you, one of our teachers were saying that
we can do everything on Chromebooks.
Close down, we're going to be doing work on Google Classroom and we're going to be Skyping. So when I'm over here, like, you know, I don't talk on the cell phone. I probably won't be picking that up. I'll probably do the Google Classroom, but I see the issue that not all students are able to to have Wi-Fi. So I don't
see
know
your
how school is going to be
FaceTiming. You just say him.
Correct. You can't make that happen.
Yeah, but
we don't have a structure right now where we can make that happen.
Yeah, so that's what they might be thinking of doing if the schools were to close down, according to what I've heard.
Yep.
But you never know.
There is a case of coronavirus in Cranston.
Yeah.
That is where my cue to leave is here. I'm going to see you all next year. Call me in my underground mucker.
We're going to add him at real LeBron James.
Add me at Skyward Fortnite Player 69 here. You already know. Call me on my YouTube channel.
So here's my next question. Here's my next question. Are any of you afraid of the coronavirus?
Nope.
No.
I'm not really.
Cough. I'm Asian.
What? I have no fear.
You're a healthy Asian, though.
Like, you don't know that.
Okay, what do you have? A heart disease?
Yeah, I might.
I mean, he's sad sometimes. Sometimes
okay.
I want to pat him on
thanks
the back
for
and be like...
Thanks.
Thanks for putting you out there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks.
I think it's so that we can all pat you on the back.
Be like, RJ, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, get off.
Do you want to go to the counselor's office?
Oh, my God.
Your teachers stopped listening to our podcast because your teachers would be like, Steambox snitches on us too much, and they don't even listen anymore. That's a real thing. That's a real thing.
No, I wouldn't say that. Some of my teachers still listen to it.
To be real, I really don't care if the school shuts down or not because I'll be fine either way.
Yep.
You know me. I'm just chilling.
Yo, I'm a soldier. We'll be at home on our Xbox, right? Like, I hear you.
I'm gonna run out of manga to
I mean, I feel like guys are gonna give you work on the computer and you'd still have to try to do, like...
So, for the most part, we don't think for the most part, we don't think that they should close the schools. We don't think that they should close the schools. What about next week? What has to happen for them to for you to feel like
to give me face masks, bro?
So that's it. What
I feel like that's the thing. So when we walk in, like I think the school should take precautions, like little face masks, have hand sanitizer on us, like or at least like do something, cause like. You never know. I see kids walking around with face masks. And my mom wants to buy me some now.
Here's what we're going to do.
I can't. I can't wear it. It makes me feel like I'm suffocating when I wear face masks.
Here's what we're going to do. Next week.
That's only if your breath's
hot. Next week, if I could get the materials in time, I'm going to show all of you how to make our own hand sanitizer. So in here, we'll make our own hand sanitizer, and you'll make your own scent. So I'll get the different smells so that you can put it in.
I want mine to smell like that.
You can put your own designer. Yeah, cool.
Spits in it. Just
so if you want yours to smell like death, I guess I'll just get some mushrooms so you can put mushrooms in yours.
Yes, but
just get spicy ramen noodles and call it a day.
Bro, but you're allergic to mushrooms.
I am allergic to mushrooms. So
then you're
so
actually going
to
die.
I wouldn't use your...
That's why it smells like death to him.
But that's why it would be good. That's why it would be good for you.
Because
you could prove
it. It would be good for me, but not enough you
guys. It would be good for you for me to use your hand sanitizer and I die. And you'd be like, it's death by RJ. like a designer hand sanitizer.
Available at Macy's.
Anybody else have any thoughts about coronavirus before we jump ship? So here's the next thing. Hi.
For 30 minutes, we've been talking about it.
I don't want to say anything. I just want to say it.
Say louder. Can't hear you.
I want to say coronavirus in a funny way.
Oh, no.
You want to say coronavirus in a funny way? You have a funny way of saying coronavirus?
No.
Here's the problem. You just set it up so that we're all expecting that it's going to be funny. So now there's like a high level of pressure on you to make sure that it's funny. All right.
He knows it's funny.
We want to hear you say coronavirus in a funny way.
I don't know if you watched. How are you already laughing?
She asked.
I know.
No, that's so bad. Right?
She asks why I'm already laughing, and I'm already laughing because Armando said it with his Japanese accent. Do it again.
Corona videos.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah, but I can do like an old man or woman.
Let me hear it, but nice and loud so the recording will pick it up.
Corona videos.
What?
Do you guys want a Japanese yell coronavirus at each other?
No, not it.
Like, have a coronavirus. Yeah, question. Go ahead.
Do you think grown-ups are going to keep drinking Corona?
Yo!
Hold on. I wonder if it sucks with that because of that.
Yeah!
Wait. Everybody pause. This is a good question. Ask your question again.
Do you think grown-ups are going to drink Corona still?
No, why, actually, no. You know his sales
ask,
went down.
Why do you ask that question?
Because I seen a meme that was related to that, and I just thought it was a meme earlier in class.
Do you think that people should drink less Corona now because of the coronavirus?
No, literally, Corona. Yeah, I was like,
but are people drinking less Corona because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, just because of the name Corona. Yeah. Let's not take no risk. Let's change.
That's dumb. Like his sales went down too. The guy that made Corona, the CEO or whatever.
Corona sales are down.
Yeah.
A lot.
A whole lot.
Because it has the same name as the coronavirus.
Yes.
Yep.
So we all agree that that's dumb.
Yes.
You were saying Trump said something, so you were talking about our leader.
Trump said that this was just another hoax by the Republicans.
Trump, sorry.
Listen. If Trump can't accept the fact that a Korean film won the Oscars, that's it.
So a Korean film won the Oscars, won the main Oscar. The Korean film was called
Parasite. It's a good movie.
It's a dope movie. That movie is so dope.
Ironically,
Parasite. The coronavirus is kind of like a parasite.
It really is. It's a dark comedy, and I love dark comedy.
You think that movie was a dark comedy?
No, it actually is something that's a dark comedy.
What?
It is.
What was the comedy?
Bruh, it's tragic and it's funny for me.
I think so you made a point about Donald Trump and Parasite.
Yeah, he can't accept the fact that international film won an Oscar for the first time.
So the director of Parasite had a snapback at that. Do you know why the director of Parasite said that Trump doesn't like his movie?
No, I don't know that.
Because it has subtitles and bro can't read.
Oh, he can't. Wow. But here's the thing. The man can't eat a pizza without a fork, so...
Yo, so that's what they said. So this dude, his son actually said that Democrats want people to die from the coronavirus so that they can politicize this moving into the next moving into the next election.
Wait, what sun? Because he has like 64 different suns.
What's the one, who's the one with the dark hair?
I don't know.
All I don't know them. Either. That one.
Yeah, no one keeps up with him.
I think it's Junior. I think it's Donald Jr.
The one, the only son that I know is Barron Trump because he is such a meme.
Yeah, I don't. He's a kid. I don't want to go in that Barron Trump. Why.
Because he looks so sleep deprived in every picture he's in. He's like.
I don't think it's fair.
Hates his family.
I don't think it's fair to go in on Barron Trump.
No, I don't have a picture with Barron Trump.
So
Donald Trump, though. Ooh.
But he did say, Donald Trump said that nobody should worry because April is coming, and in April, the coronavirus is going to go away. He said it's going to be a miracle and it's going to go away.
I don't believe it.
He sounds like he started it.
And then people say that there might not be a vaccine until like June or like more. So that's actually going to take a while.
Nah, but this school's kind of childish. Yesterday, literally, someone came up to me and they were like, they touched me like, you got the coronavirus now. I was like,
like coronavirus tag?
Like yes. Corona, like their cooties? Yeah, and I was like, oh my god.
So is this basically the cheese touch 2.0 now?
3. Yo, 0. What's the cheese touch 1.0? Old, I don't know what that is.
So
you don't know Diary of the Wimpy Kid?
Basically.
The cheese there that's been there, no one ever touched it, and then he touched it.
I know the butter sock from, iCarly.
So that's not the same thing.
Not even.
So basically, Diary of the Wimpy Kid, there's this rotten cheese in the playground. No one touches it.
Not even the janitor.
And if you somehow get it, you have the thing called the cheese touch.
No. So there was one kid who just decided, oh, I'm gonna touch the cheese. And then that's how it spread it.
The cheese touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically they're treating the coronavirus as the cheese touch now. It's just, God damn it.
Wow.
Wow. It's the Mars skateboard.
This was a much longer conversation about the coronavirus than I was expecting. You guys have darker skin than me, so wish me luck, because I'm an old dude who doesn't breathe well, and I'm light-skinned. I know, but I'm a light-skinned Puerto Rican. That means that there was enough Europeans who raped my, Taino ancestors, man. That's why I'm light-skinned, man. So, use the Vicks.
Así, ponételo aquí, aquí, en el pecho, atrás, a la mañana.
Yo,
just bathing it.
But there was a case in Mexico too.
Yo, that'd burn your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know the facts. It's too early to know the facts. But the problem is, when other people tell me the facts, I'm like, yo, it's too early for you to know the facts too. Like that 2% stuff that we were talking about earlier. If there's 6 out of 100 people dying, tell me again how that's 2%. Because I know math, Monkey Fighter. You know what I mean?
I didn't know math, so I was like, is that 2%?
Okay, so here's my next question for you, and we should probably have this question. We'll continue this question off of the podcast in just a few minutes. But for those of us who are listening at home and listening to our podcast, if you want to know what we're about to talk about, we are lucky that the coronavirus happened. We, not the people who are dying, obviously, but we're lucky that the coronavirus has happened in 2020, because in 2019, we took an amazing trip all over Japan, Tokyo, Osaka, and what was the other city?
Kyoto.
So, I like, how did your face become a Japanese anime all of a sudden? When you, that's funny. So this year, where were we planning on going next month?
Canada.
Yeah, we were planning on talking about immigration and healthcare in Canada. So do you think that we should still
no
go to Canada?
No.
We should probably not go to Canada.
We're going to go over there for healthcare and then have health issues coming back.
My mom's going to be like...
You went to Canada? You liked it? Did you go to Canada while there was a pandemic?
What?
While there was a pandemic, an emergency, a global health emergency like this. So
I feel if you did do the trip, no one's going to go because everybody's parents are just like, oh my God, no.
My mother's saying my mom to go to URI.
Unless things get better, right? Unless things get better, we should think about alternatives to going to Canada. But we should also think about this election cycle, right?
Yeah.
Because
how did the Black Plague die out?
The Black Plague? Mm-hmm. Good question. We'll do some research. I like how you called it the plague. You put your own little twist on it. But healthcare Healthcare is not free.
Is it not plague? It's plague?
It's plague, yes. you think I was kidding?
In America, we don't have free healthcare.
Yeah. In the United States, we don't have free healthcare.
But if you go to, like, different countries, they do.
The only place that does is mainly Canada.
Do you know that if RJ, if you think that you had... Or let me not pick on.
No, I don't care. Go ahead. You already said my name.
If you think that you had the coronavirus, and you have a good reason to think that, let's say you were making out with one of those people who was on the Italy trip, right? And they have the coronavirus, and you're very sick now, and you think you have the coronavirus. Does your insurance, even if you pay for insurance, does your insurance cover you to take the test?
No. This will be dumb. This will be dumb. No. You see this? There's an M19, and there's either the Nah. You either take the Nah or the M19.
What the hell is the Nah? Basically, what are you talking about?
Basically, you don't get
I was a fool to ask you.
Did you hear the news where this guy tried to rob a store? He was trying. He said, if anybody snitches, I'll cough on you.
The guy from Florida.
He was an Asian.
That was Florida. That's what happens in Florida.
Florida don't even know what
Florida man be like.
That was Florida man. That was Florida man. Anyway, sorry. The point is, if you needed a test for the coronavirus, even if you have insurance, your insurance isn't going to pay for it, and they're going to make you pay $1,500 for tests. Which, by the way, we just found out that the tests don't really work well. So you'd be paying $1,500 to find out if you have the coronavirus, and maybe it tells you the right answer, maybe it doesn't.
Probably fine. We just put Vicks on.
We'll just put Vicks on. Yo, so everybody listen at home, thank you for making us the number one podcast. Now you know the answer. If you have the...
coronavirus.
If you have the coronavirus, what you need to do is you need to take a lesson from my Dominican, Puerto Rican, El Salvadorian, Honduras-bound Guatemalan students in this room. You need to apply that Vicks. Where do they have to put it? Behind the ears?
Behind the ears, on their chest.
Under the nose.
On their chest. On their back. On their forehead, right here on their temples.
This has been another podcast from Alvarez High School with the Steambox crew. My steampunks from Alvarez High School, please say peace out.
Peace out!